Let's get into this. Childish Gambino, This Is America, Drake. He said it was a Drake diss song, right?
No, he said it started off as a Drake diss song.
Nah. You can't.
No, that is what he said.
Gang. You cannot try to rein it back in after you diss Aubrey.
No, I swear.
No doubling back. Boom, in a bar for bar, who you got? Childish Gambino and Drake.
Drake, nigga, stop playing.
Hey, you sleeping on Childish, though. No, nigga, Childish got bars.
Wait, hold on.
Hey, like this man ain't read a lot of hit TV shows and movies.
Give me a second.
Is a renaissance man.
Okay, let me play this real quick.
Swear to God, like it started as the idea for the song started as a joke. To be completely honest, like This Is America, like that was all we had was like that line.
This is America. Don't got you slipping up. Look how I'm living up.
And it started as a Drake diss, to be honest. It's like I was like as a funny way of like doing it, but then I was like, this shit sounds kind of hard though, you know. So I was like, let me
wait. It's like some like America, Canada war.
Play with it. So we just had that for a long time. I told Hero the idea, and he was like, "Oh, let's do it."
Why was that a Drake diss song though? Like, who you figured this out? Okay, all right. So that was a Drake diss song, but then Drake dissed him back. They said Drake called Childish Gambino proto Drake. What? Overrated and over awarded. When did he do that? Oh, here it goes. Here we go. Oh, I don't know if y'all missed it. So this little thing right here, it says it. And I guess he was performing headlines when it comes on. I might be too. He performs headline. Let me see. Drake is a smart nigga. Hold on. Drake headlines lyrics. I might be too strung out on compliments, overdose on confidence, starting not to give a fucking fear and all the consequence. Huh. He put the diss right here, though. He never said nothing about it. Yeah. Okay, holy. All right. That's one thing I realized about it. Yo, Drake is so petty, but I respect it. Drake is petty, but I respect it, man. Yo, Drake petty, but I respect it, dog. Am I tripping? I gotta respect the GOAT, bro. Drake, he takes names and he addresses them accordingly. And that's one thing I've always respected about him, because he's completely in the realm where he doesn't have to respond. He don't have to respond. He could act like, oh, I'm too big. I'm better this and third. Oh, I've sold more. He could use a million reasons why he doesn't respond. Yet, what does he do? He always makes sure he repays all his petty little beefs in a direct response. I ain't gonna lie. I fuck with it. Boom, what'd you
Hey, did you know that Childish Gambino and Drake always had a little thing against each other in like early Childish Gambino's career? Because he used to make comments like the stuff that he was doing, he was like, I'm actually rapping better than Drake. They used to make the comparisons.
No, I know.
About how.
I know. Yeah. I remember Childish Gambino, they call him Danny Glover, man. Like, yo, Politis. That nigga thought he was better than Drake. He used to talk a lot of shit. I don't think Drake ever responded to her. Maybe if he did, he just responded to it in like a one line fits all. So yeah, I know he used to be kind of like triggered or whatever the case is. That's why I could imagine Drake was like, oh, word, your biggest song, you gonna call it was a diss song to me? All right, nigga, I'm gonna just fire you up.
Shit, yo, hey, not to throw it off track too much, like, what you think about Kodak and shit? He just went live on Instagram, by the way. It looked like he tweaking, bro. I ain't gonna hold you.
Man, stop saying Kodak tweaking. Why is he? Why you think he tweaking?
Bruh, so, hey, I ain't gonna lie, man. Hey, I was in Atlanta, bro. A lot of people saying he on that.